Eat well. Sleep. Exercise. We all know the basics of living a healthy life, but with science and technology where it is, we have a greater understanding of what our bodies truly need. Follow this podcast as I find out exactly what it takes for me to reach peak health mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and spiritually as I hack my way back into wellness. My name is Chris Hobbs, and welcome to The Strength of Wellness.
Well, welcome to The Strength of Wellness. This is my very first interview for season two. I've revamped the podcast, and I'm now really narrowing down on what it means for us to be well and have the energy and the strength that we get from being well, and not just in physical strength, but in motion, in emotional, mental, spiritual, everything. Today, I am privileged to interview someone that I've known for a couple of years now. She's originally from Tasmania and from a very large family, which I didn't realize, of six brothers. That's got to be crazy family dinners, yeah. and she's obsessed with discovering and sharing the magic of what humanity is truly capable of, which I think is just amazing. And I've seen you over the last few years, and just what you've thrown yourself into, and you've challenged yourself, and you've grown so much, even in the short time that I've known you. It's been amazing to watch. So, Belle, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you on here.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you so much for asking me to come on.
Not a problem. So, for this, as you're one of my launch partners for this second season, I'm just going to pose one question to you. And that question is, what is the one thing that you've done that's brought you the most energy in your day?
Okay, so when you sent me this question, I was like, one thing only. That's crazy. So I'm actually going to cheat a little bit and tell you that the one thing is actually like a routine. So I am probably 3 months ago or 4 months ago, I discovered something called cycle syncing, which is like the idea, not the idea, the science that men have a 24-hour hormone cycle, whereas women have a 28-day hormone cycle. So cycle syncing is just like syncing what you eat, how you exercise, and all of that, depending on where you are in your cycle. It's broken down into 4 weeks. And since I've been doing that, that's been a game changer. Now, last week I was in a certain phase in my cycle, and that means like I'm getting up before my alarm clock, like because I'm just feel that's the time of the month when I know I have more energy. There is a week of the month where I know I will have lower energy, in which case you're not supposed to do things that you're not supposed to do much exercise, which for me was really hard because you probably know that I love training so much and I love going to CrossFit and stuff. But then I have noticed definitely from having time off that week or only doing something gentle like walking or yoga and doing naps instead of training, pretty much having a nap. I know, how weird is that? You have a nap instead and I actually feel so much more energized. And then when the following week, the following month comes around and I'm in like the cardio phase, I can run so much faster and my cardio levels seem to be so much higher. And my strength train, when I'm doing my strength week, I'm hitting new personal best. Like I did 100K deadlift last month.
Oh, wow. Well done.
Like, thank you. And that was like the last time I did a deadlift, like a heavy one, it was like 75 kilos, you know, like, which was heavy, but like that's a massive jump. I think that has a lot to do with like training as well to suit my cycle. Even if like 1 week when I am not doing much and I'm feeling like, you know, that feeling where you have, everyone's like, you have to train, and you're like, I'm actually not training and I feel bad about it. And my friend's messaging me to say, am I coming to gym in the morning? And I'm just like, no. And it's not even like, not even like because I don't feel like it, because maybe mentally I do want to go, but I know that for the long, for my whole month game plan, I can't. And then I get the rewards of like more energy, more focus, more speed, more strength, better cardio levels, just because I took it easy on 1 week, or I just trained and ate to my cycle. So that has been like my big energy thing.
That's amazing. It's
pretty.
That's great. Yeah. So having that discipline and that routine to just, and knowing the energy that it brings you, does that make it easier to follow that?
Yeah, definitely. And it
knowing
also,
the rewards that you get?
Yes. If I know that, look, this is going to pay off, and I know that I still feel like I don't anymore. But when I first started having naps, I'm like feeling guilty. Like, what the hell are you doing having a nap? But now I know that, like, I'm still shredding while having naps and training less. So it's working best for my cycle. And there's one week of the month where your women's cortisol levels peak so easily that cortisol's already quite high. So then they recommend not to do more than 30 minutes of exercise at a time in that part, because it will spike your cortisol more than what you should have in your system. So it's so fascinating. This is like female biohacking.
I mean, I've seen people, I've heard people talk about it, and understand the concept, but I mean, it's a whole other level from
Chris, did you know that the US soccer team, US women's soccer team, is trained around their cycle?
Okay.
And yeah, they're like the number one, I'm pretty sure. Like, they're up there.
That's amazing.
That's how they train. Like, that's crazy. It's so, I can't imagine it. Like, athletes then having a week where they just have naps and do yoga instead of actually training soccer.
Look, if everyone could do that, train by having naps, what a world that would be.
I know. Well,
I want to thank you so much for coming on. It's been great to talk to you, and we'll definitely have to do a longer interview later on down the track.
Yeah, definitely. I know we'll have a lot more to share soon.
Absolutely.
All the best. This is so cool.
Thank you. Where can people find more about you? More you.
Me? Okay. Well, I have a podcast which is called Hacked As, that you can just find that on, it's on Apple and Spotify and Anchor and all the things. It's on all the platforms. You can follow me on Instagram. It's bellcarter.official, and also Facebook, I'm bellcarter.
Great.
You can find me there. Those are all my platforms at the moment. So, yeah.
That's great. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Please do remember to rate and subscribe to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about my journey of discovery, head to www.thestrengthofwellness.com, where I delve deeper into my findings and where I share extra tips on how you too can find out your healthiest way to live.